WDATX, Whiskey Delta 8, Delta X-Ray Mobile, 86. Good morning.
KF8, Delta Echo Kilo. Good morning, Mr. Jeff.
Well, Mr. DDK, good morning, sir. Another beautiful day in northern Michigan, flooded northern Michigan.
Copy. Well, first day of running the Jeep Tour out here in Interlochen. Exciting. How about you? You be at your morning breakfast yet?
Oh no, I got probably about 15, 20 minutes before I can officially get my breakfast, and actually probably closer to 30 minutes. I've got, I live up in Lake Leelanau, and the closest Burger King is about 25 minutes away. And I've got to stop and put gas in the old van today, so we're running just a hair over a quarter tank, so I don't think that's, a hair over an eighth of a tank, and I don't think that's enough to get me to Lake City and back today.
Yeah, that's not going to be enough. So do you get all the items wrapped up on your cup car for a big event?
Yeah, for the most part. There was one more thing I wanted to do, but to be honest with you, at the end of the day, I was beaten. I said, you know what? They'll live with it. So, again, you know, there's a certain authenticity you get when the car is not exactly perfect when you go into a movie, but that's just me. My bumper, my push bumper on the car has got a couple lights that are red, white, blue. Well, they both have issues, so they're just flashing blue right now, which is more than adequate.
Yeah, that's more than, that'll do. When everything's lit up and this and that, it's all going to look good.
And you know, it may be a little partial, but I think that car always looks good. Hi. Oh, hell. But, yep. And that's actually this coming Saturday. We got to head downstate. So I got a gentleman that's going to meet me in Traverse City, and then we're going to head on down. The movie guys are going to be buying dinner, so we're going to go down and enjoy dinner and then do the movie shoot, and I'll be coming back probably about 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning. We'll leave down there and head back, so I should be home by about 5 in the morning.
Question, are you going to be driving, or are you going to be transporting, you know, like trailering the vehicle down to the movie set?
I am driving it down. That car, I do not own any Trailer Queens. How's that? So, we'll get her down there. We'll probably have to give her a bath once we get down there and find a car wash that I can rinse it off at least. But, yeah, we're driving it down.
That's cool. Well, you got that. What else is on your to-do plate today?
Yeah, the only thing that's really on to-do is I am building a jail van. A company down in Lake City, Misaki County Sheriff, we're putting together a jail van for them. Cage on every window, front cage, rear cage, inside the car, around the prisoners. And we got to throw a radio and a camera system in it, but those are pretty insignificant, but yep, that's what we're working on today. The fun part is the fact that it's a Plymouth Voyager minivan. It has been a challenge.
Well, that's an exciting challenge. Here, I thought you just only did radios, and you're putting bars on windows and this and that. Well, that's pretty cool.
See, that is the fun part of the job that I have, is I have a huge variety of things I do. Basically, if it's low-voltage installation into a police car or a fire truck or something along those lines, ambulance, we do that. I mean, we do two-way radios. That is part of the job that we do. But we also put in the computers, the modems, the lights, the sirens, the... in a case of a police car, we put the cages in. If it happens to be a canine, we put the fans and the door poppers in. All that is done by us, even radars and things of that nature. So that's all done by our company. We also do, basically if it's a building, say for example you got a jail and you need cameras in them, we do those. We do BVAs, bidirectional amplifiers, so people can use their two-way radios or cell phones inside facilities, and we get huge host of different jobs that we do.
Oh, that is exciting. Never a dull moment. Well, that's for sure. Having a variety is really, really nice. Get you up in the morning and looking forward to the new challenge or wrapping up a challenge or just in general. That's pretty cool.
KC8, VSU.
Hey, good morning, Toby. Yep, it is something I definitely enjoy doing. Although it's not all glitz and glamour by any means. You know, when you have a full police car build, we basically have someone deliver us a brand new police car. It doesn't have cages, doesn't have push bumpers, doesn't have any of that stuff. And when you do two or three or four of those in a row, it can get a bit monotonous. It's fun to do, but, you know, if you get stuck in a garage and you don't get to go out and enjoy the weather and that kind of thing, that's my downfall. I like to be on the road. I like to be doing the things that I do. But I like to be going to wherever they're going to be worked on. So there is that. But and we are hiring. So if you know anyone looking for a job, a little bit of experience is always nice, but not necessary. We can train. And then there's Toby. The waterlogged munchkin over in the Elk Rapids area. Good morning, sir.
Not yet, but it's been crazy the last few days. Been going well. We had two calls on one on Saturday, two on Sunday, one on the Monday. Mutual aid call over to Central Lake yesterday, and a big old tree down this morning. Had to call in the road commission and. Oh, yeah, I've been busy this morning. I've got multiple things I do. a lot of things are going, you know, the waterlogged. So far, we've been lucky here. My basement's good. all I want is some nice, bright sunshine to melt, to get the water down, but there's a lot of things going on right now. I heard Bightner Bridge shut down because it collapsed or something. Oh, yeah. It's not fun all over. The Bel Air Dam Yeah, it's been kind of scary around here. The Torch Lake is up so high. Go ahead, other station.
Well, good morning, Toby. This is Kurt. Yeah, there's not as crazy over here in Interlochen, but further south there are a couple little areas around Green Lake, and of course over near Thompsonville there's some issues going on, but further north that for sure it's got us concerned. Early Sunday morning, my boss got a phone call from a contractor that's actually working on the Sheboygan Dam right now. Got a phone call and had a boogie up there and look at a bunch of things. And a lot of things got implemented, removing gates and this and that. And trying to come up with plans of just in case. So it looks like just in case might be happening here shortly. So yeah, it's been a busy few days for me. Haven't been playing too much radio. So go ahead there, Jeff.
Uh-oh, we got Jeff, he might have got phone calls. Yeah, no, all the dams are open in Antrim, and there's still a lot of water in some areas. Torch River is all the way up. I mean, I'm kind of surprised we haven't, but there's some roads flooded. Yeah, it's kind of fun there, just doing all that. WDATX, are you back with us, or are you on the phone? Go ahead there, Kurt. He must be on the phone.
No problem. Well, besides of all the rain and water and this and that, how are you doing?
I'm doing. I'm going every day, it seems like, this week. I mean, we got back and I sat there and I said, I'm going to have a cup of coffee. And I had a little bit of project work to do, so I did some of that and then came home. Called my chief, told him what happened. Yeah, it's been a little bit crazy for us. That was our first tree down, but it was a big one where we had to have the road commission come out of Key Wayne with the loader. We got to see that and go, yeah, I'm calling the loader.
No, the loader, did that come from Antrim County Road Commission garage?
Yeah, that came out of the T. Wayne garage. It got a small one there where I keep like four trucks of a little 550-ton dump, and they've got the loader there so they can load salt out of there and stuff. So, yeah, a buddy of mine who lives down on just down the road, they called him up. He shows up. He goes, oh, that's a good one. And I said, yeah. Our saws aren't going to cut that puppy.
WDABX back.
Well, that's cool that the loader wasn't coming out of Mantelona. That would have been a long, long, long drive. Oh, boy. Well, that's exciting. You got a lot of fun stuff going on out there. Well, welcome back there, Mr. Jeff. I'll turn it over to you.
Yeah, the boss called and was informing me of possible dilemmas that we may have to address. So, exciting. But, anyway, yep. Yeah, all I know is gas station, head down, work on this jail van, and let something breaks loose. Supposed to have help today, so that should speed the process up a bit. Keep our fingers crossed.
Hey, there you go. Hopefully you get the help. Pray. Lord, give Jeff help. He needs it. Yeah. It's like there at the station. I'm the only one. I'm thinking, I am in trouble today. But one of the other guys showed up. We got there, and we had another department coming to help us. Kurt, we could have got one on Central or Mancelona as well, but they called somebody over on this side that could grab it, so it made it a lot easier because it was blocking Northwest Torch Lake Drive. So it would have been, we would have had to shut the whole road down, but the problem was it brought down the power lines. Great Lakes was already on scene, which was a big plus. They called our sensor and said, you better get the fire department out here. Big tree took down the lines. And so we get there, and I'm like, yep, time to get the loader coming. Go ahead there, Kurt.
Well, that's cool that, kind of got a little satellite offices around, especially in that area, trying to get around, get to go out and around the Central Lake and this lake and that lake. Yeah, it makes sense to have little satellite stations. Just get things done. That's cool. That's neat. Well, not much not much around here. Just traffic is routed all over the place. A lot of major arteries shut down. Logan's Landing, for an example. Well, last I heard. Hopefully it's open. But anyway, besides all the crazy rain and all this and that, any exciting stuff besides Jeff becoming a famous movie star?
Not me. I'm not going to be in the movie. Just the car. And I think you asked that question before. Yeah, as far as I know, they're not doing any sort of police chases or anything like that, so it's not going to have that kind of activity around it. It's basically going to be park it and turn on the lights, and then they're going to do their shoot around the car and in the car, so they're going to have some shots from inside the car, so that's going to be kind of cool. But, yeah, it's... in fact, they asked me how they wanted me to... I wanted to have my name put in the movie. I says, I don't want it in the movie. I says, you can, at the end of the movie, if you want to put it in the credits, just put Marvin the police car, and that way the car gets the credit. I says, I really don't want it. And they're like, well, we at least have to put you in somewhere, and so they're going to do, like, special thanks to, and then they have my name in there, so... That's the only thing in the movie that's really accredited to me is just special thank you. So for getting Marvin to the movie shot, I go ahead, Dobie.
Here's what they do. Marvin the car owned by WCATF, no name to be given, but Marlon's the star, Jeff's just the driver.
Well, there you go. You get some credit. You know, you're the owner, but, yeah. Well, that's cool. Marvin's got a cool cameo coming.
There you go. I can be the Stan Lee. I just do that little cameo, and we're good to go. Oh, hell. But anyway, it's all good. Anyway, I'm just about ready to pull in the gas station. We got to top this old girl off and probably drop a good $100 and then go on our way. So You guys keep at it, and have a great morning. We'll be listening. WDAPX Mobile. Over here, Toadstool.
Okay, Jeffrey. The car's driver, he bosses you around as you drive him around. There we go. Yeah. And I'm going to probably end up taking a nap here around 9. If the phone and the pager stay quiet. I wasn't ready for a wake-up call that early. Third Trevor's up enough, Kurt, that the narrowness of it, oh boy, and you got the Rapid River coming in, and it's getting interesting. I just hope we get some warm sun to kind of, you know, get things good. A lot of flooded basements, I've heard so many of those. Well, I know of one that's pretty much flooded. We tried to get that the other day with our one portable pumper township office, and it's just rising. The culvert backed up, and it's not fun. So we got a few things going on and stuff, but yeah. Daylight, okay. I haven't even looked since I got home. I went and had a cup of coffee and did a couple things at the station. And they're moving ahead with the project. They haven't decided on the funding part of it for our station expansion. So we're still working on that. So, yeah, that's what's going on there. Go ahead there, Kurt.
So did you guys have a good meeting with the Bonds people?
Well, they just said in there, no, it wasn't bonds. It was just talking about bonds attorneys, stuff like that, and which company to use, and trying to decide which way to go here for sure. I know we're going to put to the voters one way or another, either bring up the millage or do the bond and the millage. I don't know. They're still deciding all that.
When's the, so is that to be figured out for this year?
Right now, I don't know what, we're not even putting a timeline to it right now, but the longer they wait, the more the price of stuff goes up. The steel and all the stuff we're going to need to build this, it's going to go up, and I don't think we'll see dirt wet. I don't think we'll see dirt being turned this year. We're already into, April? If we even start this year, I'll be surprised. I would say maybe next year or who knows. I don't know. It's something that has to be done. You know, they've already said that at the board level. So, yeah, we're just sitting here twiddling our thumbs waiting to hear.
Yeah, I got you that. It does take time. And right now, Sherilyn is looking to do a new building and going through the process of trying to figure out what the building is going to cost. Right now, trying to button up few little items with the drawings on the structural side, working along with an architect, and they got a lot of stuff that they're trying to button up. But we do have preliminary cost estimates, and last July we sent the drawings out and got some costs, and then made some changes and sent the drawings back out to get some updated costs, and material went up. Not a lot, but yeah, there was a cost bump up or a cost increase. Things are definitely going up.
Oh, yeah, know, that's what we're even saying too, you know. So, yeah. Okay, Kurt, I'm going to let you get mobile in there. It's kind of crazy around TC right now, so we will talk to you later. TC, VSU.
You have a great super day. Stay dry and get some rest. This is KF8 Delta Echo Kilo. Clear.
CN Mobile, 8-6.
Well, good morning, Mr. Joe. How are you on that, your side of the fence?
I'm doing all right. How about yourself, sir?
Yeah, we're out here inspecting all the waterlogged the residents of the Grand Traverse County area, and slowly working our way down to Misaukee, so it's going to be a nice day, I think.
Yeah, there's certainly some fun stuff that went down, looks like, so. Yeah, school's canceled today. Looks like a lot of the major arteries and the roadways are closed, or occluded in some way, which, trying to get to and from work just down Woodmere. I mean, like, I'm not far from the office. Yesterday it would have been quicker to ride a bike, so I think I'm going to try that today. I have a garbage bag that'll fit over my backpack, and it'll fit a change of clothes, so. If I get rained on, I should be fine.
Well, from what I heard, it's not supposed to rain until later this evening now, so hopefully we have an uneventful day. So at least when it comes to that, we don't need any more moisture. In fact, even our basement, we sit up on a knoll, but there was enough water that it started seeping in our basement last night. We spent a good portion of the night last night removing water, so I wouldn't even want to drink any one of these people that are closer to the river. I'm just hoping the water starts dropping and starts calming down a little. It's been awful interesting for everyone. All I know is if you're driving through Traverse, only make a left turn if you're at a light. Otherwise, make three rights to get your left.
Yeah, for sure. No, it's, I was concerned about my house a few years back, and I think it was the first year of COVID, we finally had enough money to pave the driveways, and my one instruction, I basically told the guys, like, however you want to do it best, you guys are the experts. The only request I have is that there's always been a lot of standing water near our house, and if it slopes away, that would make me a happy man. And he's like, oh, you'll never have water problems again after we're done. And they were right. Every heavy rain we've had since then, it just goes into the street like it should instead of toward my house. So I was worried this year that when this happened, this would be the one time where that would not come true. But doggone it, I lucked out. So I'm kind of happy about that. I'm fortunate because not a lot of people are in that situation. In fact, a couple of my friends offered shop vacs to when they said they were trying to combat basement flooding day before yesterday, in fact, and they gave up because, like, they could get the water out of the house, no problem, but it was just leaching through the walls and the floor so quickly that it was not a battle they could win because it would just keep filling right back up to the same level. And until that groundwater goes away and they retar the outside or whatever, it was just going to keep occurring. So it's not a great situation for a lot of people right now.
And that's basically the problem we've got, is it's leaking through the walls, and, I mean, in all the years I've been at this house, we've never had water like this. So this is not a common occurrence. And we sit up on a hill. They have a walkout basement. So it's really, it's not common for this kind of issue, but, yeah, there's been enough water, that basically got the tunnel so saturated it has nowhere else to go.
Node 5, 6, 1, 4, 7, 0. Disconnected.
K8BCW.
K8BCW, good morning, Greg.
It's the morning, that's for sure. Go on, Bentley.
Hey, I'm doing well, man. Heard you begging for reports last night with that tornado warning. How'd that turn out? I couldn't see anything on the news about it this morning.
Well, we had Mike Vandermay drive around for a little bit after he got out of his sheltering dealio because it was kind of heading towards him for a little while. He drove around, and really what the damage was looking like was just straight line winds. However, there looked like significantly heavy rotation when I was looking at the velocity. So it looks like it probably could have been a tornado if it developed any further, but it never reached the ground from what it looks like. It's just a couple trees down and nothing too crazy.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, I was kind of listening with interest as, you know, you were talking about what you were seeing on the radar and, the one station that was in the area that got dispatched by text message to get on the air. That was a pretty good effort on your guys' part. Nice work.
Yeah, I was kind of not surprised that we didn't really get anybody because that storm really ramped out of nowhere. Like, it started as, I heard the severe thunderstorm warning, and then not even 2 to 5 minutes later, they issued a tornado warning for it, and I'm like, holy crap, I haven't even had a chance to sit down and get everything sorted out yet.
Yeah, that was a surprise to me, too, to hear that there was, a tornado warning all of a sudden. But I got to tell you, the news and the reports up here are dominated by the flooding that we're having. And I know you guys have got quite a bit of it down by Traverse City as well. But, the Sheboygan Dam and the enormous watershed that backs that up is, front and center right now for everybody up here.
Oh, yeah, that's of course. I mean, especially over in Sheboygan, they've been doing the evacuations and stuff. Adam's been pretty involved with that, so I don't know if you've heard him out and about, but he's been working pretty closely with emergency management over there, and it sounds like CPSCO is on standby for helping out emergency management with the flooding problems. So it's a real big issue. We've got quite a lot of flooding going on down our way. the Boardman River is up so high. There was actually a construction site that was actually down near the river in the city, and there was like a backhoe and all sorts of heavy equipment down there that is now underwater.
Go
ahead, Chuck.
Good morning, Drake. And you're parking the airway there in the NXP. Yeah, we've been running shelters in Sheboygan County, Drake, keeping them open and shuttling people around. So Sheboygan County's been kind of a crazy mess. In fact, Adam, there was a point where he had a little panic when they issued the levee breach. He went running home because he thought he was going to have to pull the family out of the house there because he's in that close to that area, but fortunately it was after his location, so it wasn't too bad. And then he got called into the city fire department to evacuate people. So we had some massive traffic going on around the area last night and shuttling people, but I'm getting tired of working shelters. This is the 15th time we had to open up the shelter in Mackinac. All the others were for the bridge. Hi.
I can imagine what a nightmare this is, man. It's just, nobody signed up for this. Well, we did, but we didn't. It's kind of one of those situations, and it's a really odd time of year for it. It's not even, like, really peak storm crazy season, and we're getting all this crazy stuff, and it's, yeah, not good.
KC, BSU.
Go ahead, Toby.
Yeah, I know. It's been crazy for me. I've been going 5 days straight on stuff, just fire department stuff, you know. Wildfire or grass fire Saturday, had a landslide from that rain on Sunday, and then an accident, car near accident Sunday. Monday, our township office was flooded, so we had to go over with our portable pump. We couldn't do nothing. It just kept coming in and in and in, so then yesterday we got called up to Central Lake. They need our containment socks. There by the bridge, there's a little gas station there for boats, so we had to go do that. Then about 4 o'clock this morning, we get a big, big tree down on one of our roads. So, it's crazy. I haven't heard any updates on the Bel Air Dam at all. I know they were sandbagging, yes, last night. I don't know the status on that. I haven't seen nothing come out on Facebook yet. Torch River is up. Big time. We have localized flooding in a couple of areas. We haven't done any evacuations yet. We haven't even had any worry about it. So that's what's going on. And go ahead, Drake.
I'm going to pass over to Ben because he hasn't had a turn yet in a minute. Yeah, thanks for that, Drake. Although I've got nothing to add, I'll just listen in to what the rest of the guys on here are reporting and say thanks for all your hard work trying to keep our communities safe and running. Don't overdo it, guys. Make sure you're getting plenty of rest and taking care of yourselves and your families, too.
WAVPC.
Go ahead, Mike.
Well, we had our excitement last night down here. The experience I had was I have a radio on a mag mount on a cookie sheet and tried to check into the Skyward net, and they did not recognize me at all. So I don't know what's going on. So sounds like you guys are going to be really, really busy maybe.
Go ahead, Chuck.
Yeah, good morning, Mike. Yeah, Drake, there was a confirmed touchdown down in Allegan County, Plainwell, Otsego area. Not much damage, but it was a touchdown. And, Well, that dried up. They got a sign here just past Nipigon, water over the road, not a drop of water other than in the ditches, which is good. Yesterday I had, okay, this is where it is. Yesterday I had to go down to the airport and gather up some bedding for our shelter. And then I got Adam's information. There's three VHF sets of cans and one UHF, it looks like. And all of the, for your information, Drake, the cans that had the stickers on them were all 153 tuned.
Okay. That sounds good. We'll see what we can do with those. And I don't know what else yet. I'm recovering after doing two Skywarn nets in a row that went into well and late into the evening.
I know the feeling after doing sheltering. But he did tell me yesterday that it looks like we got a only maybe two antennas on the tower is all we're going to get, so we're going to have to use some combiners.
Yeah, I want to hash out a plan with Dell. I already talked with Dell a little bit, but I want to touch base with them and everything. I'd like to keep what we, I'd like to keep as much as we can without overstepping. I want to work with them as much as possible and kind of create a good relationship there. So that's another thing on my list today. I didn't have a chance to do it yesterday, but it's on my list to do today.
Did Dell say anything about part of the tower's got to come down because of the twist?
I was not informed about that.
So I know earlier they were talking about, because it is twisted, that they may have to discard one or two sections up there at the top. But, you know, that was early on, and I haven't heard much about it since then. But let's hope not, because we need as much footage as we can get on that baby. Especially the radio stations. Dell told me, I guess they're going to put four stations on there.
Yeah, it sounds like it's going to be two broadcasts and a couple translators. So that's that. That's I kind of told them, I was like, well, I'd like to, if we can possibly do it, I'd like to reduce our footprint to, at minimum, two antennas. We can make that work. And because that way we can do combining. Because when you can do combining with one, but it gets really ugly.
Yeah, I know all the ramifications there. I understand what you're saying, Drake. Yeah, the way he talked to me when I told him to go talk with Adam was sounded like he wanted just a VHF and a UHF. If I remember right, we got a pair of each up there, if not more, plus APRS. And, quite a mess. Well, the overflow river's down, the one that breached last night, so I'm just coming in to Sheboygan. Got a dermatology appointment and then I'll check in, see what's happening. Okay. Don't overdo it. Great. Get yourself some rest today. On your final N8 NXT.
Yeah, we're trying, Chuck. We are definitely trying. And when I get more information, I'll let you know. I'll let the group know, really. So, 7-3, Chuck. Good luck today, and hopefully Sheboygan stays above water as much as possible. Any DMH mobile?
Hey, Drake, I can understand all the hours that you spend, and I appreciate that, even though I'm down here, because I just remembered years and years ago, since I could say that, I can remember when I was up at the county EOC every night for 2 weeks straight for severe thunderstorm watches and warnings. That's 15 miles up, 15 miles back home. And I would do it after 5 o'clock after work, come home at 2 a.m. in the morning, turn around and go to work and go back up there. The county decided to pay me mileage, and I found out you can't do that.
Yikes. Yeah, I haven't been driving places really for this stuff yet. Knock on wood, but anyway. Ooh, I got a meeting. I have a meeting to attend. All right, I will be back in maybe a half hour. Any DMH?
ACM.
Okay, WAVPC.
Mike. Can I see you?
Morning. So how are you doing down there in Traverse City?
Not too bad. Listening to Drake Donuts. So far, where I've had to drive today, which is just within my grid here, has been all right. I went downtown for a little bit to take a look at the Boardman, and just like all the pictures and videos, it's nice and full. But a lot of the main thoroughfares are done, so there's no school, there's no career tech. My son's still going on a 3-day trip to Ohio, so I just dropped him off for that. And heading back to the office to go to my meeting. So, day of meetings. But, yeah, I'll have to get with Drake and make sure we report the hours that we're spending on this. I neglected to do that for last month, so I think I'll probably make sure to do it this month. Because, I mean, it does count somehow. I don't remember how. Someone had tried to explain to me once. It wasn't explained really fully, but, like, it counts somewhere.
Yeah, it gives the state the ability to see how important amateur radio is to the public. Yeah. Well, I have a nephew who's in eighth grade. They're planning to take a class trip to Washington, D.C. in the next few days, I think. So it's time for all the school kids to take their class trips.
Yep, well, I got a bonus and got to see what Julian was working on at Career Tech. He's doing an electric conversion on an old gas-powered quad ORV. I guess the engine saw better days. I am behind someone who does not know how to use a roundabout, and that is aggravating. I came to a full stop and didn't need to, and I'm just like... Anyway. Yeah, he's doing a full electric conversion on a quad with that lost its gas engine. He's using a 24-volt motor from a Doran Motor Company production from the late 90s, but it was used in an electric race vehicle for, I guess, a one-time event back in the day. So he's got a speed controller that's designed to handle the full output of that, and he's been chaining, unfortunately at this point, gel cell batteries together to achieve the 24 volts. He says if he can get a rough concept working, he's going to go for something a little lighter and a little bit easier to charge and maintain. But right now he's working on the mounting systems and the drive line and the control for it. And don't know. I had no idea he was working on all that, so I got to see that and have a little tour as I dropped him off. So, that's pretty cool. I'm pretty proud. High school wasn't that much fun for me. He's having way more fun than I did.
Yeah. Well, that sounds cool. I got a chance to work on an electric golf cart that the forward neutral reverse switch caught fire. And Mountain Dew didn't really put it out. And the battery packs and the speed control was a bit flaky. And I started, I helped with replacing, they were using 6-volt, obviously, golf cart batteries in series, 36-volt motor. The bearings on the motor were shot. That's above my pay grade. Anyways, I got to get Mom ready to take her to the doctor, so I'll talk to you later, Joe, NHCN, W8VPC.
All right, Mike, good to hear from you. Yeah, miss you, man. I remember you putting in all those late nights up there, so a little different now, but we're trying to get back to good. So. But, I don't imagine Baja Blast would go real far as a flame retardant, but I've been wrong before, but wouldn't be my first choice is all I'm saying. Seems a little sticky, but, it would probably caramelize when it hits, too, and then doesn't make a great dessert, but I always thought gas-powered golf carts were really kind of cool because, and I didn't know this until very recently, and maybe that's just because I didn't pay attention, which is likely because I'm ADHD AF, but apparently when you put a golf cart that's gas-powered in reverse, the engine actually runs in reverse. It doesn't have a transmission. It just changes the order of things, and the engine actually spins in the opposite direction. They're designed to do that. And now I want one, of course, because weird, but going to turn 50 this year and I want a golf cart. How does that sound? WVPC, have a great one. NACN Mobile.
The note saying, it's on you guys. I'm going to bed.
And then you got woke up at 4 o'clock this morning.
Yeah. Yeah, Travers is not in a very good state right now. Especially with Whitener, the culvert being completely washed out there. From what I'm hearing, the traffic on Hartman is unreal. And yeah. I think they're going to probably have to start doing traffic control at, if they aren't already, at Hartman and 31 there, because Whitener is kind of a main artery for traffic.
Oh, I know. I know. I saw the photos. Reminds me of when that one there on highway went out and the fire truck almost got sucked into it.
Yeah, it's not very good. And I'm just fortunate that it's not getting too crazy like that around where my place is right now. So it's yeah, not good. I don't think we've seen something like this in a long time.
I remember back when all fire trucks was going over that bridge that collapsed underneath them. It almost destroyed the fire truck and two people inside that I know. I remember hearing the guy in the rail going, "Help! Help!" And the chief going, "Uh-oh, we got problems." Yeah. Yeah, no, it's crazy. It's like, you know, we had, like I say, it's been kind of crazy around here. Like yesterday, this morning, that was our first tree down call during all this. But was a big oak tree, and we had to call up the road commission to bring a loader. It was on a northwest torch, and I'm like, oh boy, when I got on scene. Yeah, but listening to the scanner last night, listening to the Grand Traverse County Road Commission, oh man, I don't know. I think some of those guys have to stay at the office and sleep in their trucks or something.
I'll be right back. I got a work phone call.
Stay safe, Nancy.
Good morning, Toby. Alpha Charlie 8 Alpha Golf on the link.
Hi, Jim. What's up?
Hey, I wanted to congratulate you on your radio work this morning with that big tree. And I really enjoyed that you thanked Central Dispatch. That was a nice touch.
It's National Telecommunications Week. I'm always nice to them because our chief is the deputy dispatcher there.
Okay, well, very good. Well, get some sleep today, ACADG. 7-3, sir.
Yeah, well, we got only two of us out of our station, and they'd already mutual-aided another station, and I said to my partner there, I said, we're going to keep them coming, because if it's a big tree, I have a bad feeling it's a big tree. And we got there, and I looked and go, yep, time to call for the loader, but Great Lakes was there. We didn't even know about it. They got an outage call down there. They called and go, yep, they're calling the fire department. They're going to need to take care of this one. They got their lines up and stuff. And, yeah, I know. And I was half dead asleep, so I may have sounded a little tired. I was.
Oh, I think you were doing a good job. Hey, 7-3, sir. ACPG.
CCVSU.
Thank you.
I must be up back out on the road. I'm heading back north. Wow, I'll tell you, the water levels have definitely went down overnight, which is kind of surprising. Some of the areas you can see where there was flooding in the back streets of Sheboygan, but even the ditches along 23 are lower, so that's very encouraging, although we got to watch out for tonight.
Yeah, the rain is getting ridiculous. From what I understand, the water, the level, looks like it went up a little bit at the dam, though, which is, that's not a good sign.
Well, I'll tell you what, you ought to see the pumps, the trucks, the different mobile command posts that are around Sheboygan's unreal. They had two of them sitting in the, permanently sitting because there was no vehicle attached in the big boy. Then over behind the old paper plant, there was one that was brought in on a flatbed and high-load off and sitting there. Actually, two of them. And of course, over in the launch parking lot was where all the pumps and all of that support equipment. And then Consumers Power has got about eight huge transformers behind the Sheriff's Department, probably 12 to 14 trucks at that location, and then two or three at a time staged at different locations throughout Sheboygan. And they told me at the dermatology office, the hospital is going down at 2 o'clock, office's part. So they're going to be shutting power off and do some kind of power changeover.
Sorry about that. Well, hopefully they get everything sorted out up there. That's a lot of chaos for that town.
Oh, yeah, by all means. It's unreal, all the support people that are in there. But it's getting better.
Oh, unfortunately, at this point, that's all we can hope for.
Yeah, there's still a lot of trees down, and, you know, there's going to be a lot of cleanup after all of the water recedes, per se. And, Petoskey, a lot of the houses there down around City Hall got water in when the river there at the fire station, City Hall Police Station, overran yesterday. That was a mess. And now 31 at the golf course is back open. They got that cleared up.
Yeah, I saw that yesterday. That it was pretty well flooded there. And, it's just up there, and it's all cleaned out now, so at least it got cleaned out pretty quickly.
Yeah. Well, they're doing a good job, you know. Last night, I know the assistant EM in Sheboygan County sent out a nasty message, and I supported 100% because these clowns were going by barricades and getting down into dangerous locations. So they had to send emergency personnel that were trying to do evacuations down to get them out of the dangerous area. I mean, some people have no brains whatsoever.
Yeah, I was just about to say that. There's a lot of people in this world that don't really use their brain or just straight up don't have one, or it's as smooth as
We got one of the guys, summer guys, comes up from Cincinnati, Ohio, and joins the coffee group in the morning, and he always says, "You can't tell me what to do." And boy, I'll tell you, it's getting more and more factual that that's the way it is.
Unfortunately, common sense is every day becoming less and less common.
Well, I'll tell you what, I blame a lot of that on a lot of these woke professors. They've brainwashed people, and there's a few other things going on. They follow the Pied Piper into the wrong direction. Hi. It ain't NXP Mobile.
Yeah, I know what you mean, 100%. I'm just rolling back into the booming metropolis of Traverse City, Acme, kind of somewhat-ish area kind of things. And, that spot up near Milton Township there is still pretty flooded. I just watched a car, I watched a car turn into that area, and, they stopped, and I kind of, figured their thought process was, maybe I can do it, and then they went a little bit, and then they were like, yeah, nope, and turned around. I watched the truck go through there earlier, and I was kind of shocked he got through there. It was just almost past this bumper, and it's just a, run-of-the-mill F-150, and, tell you what, I'm surprised. Well, I mean, I guess there's not really anywhere you can pump that water. It's just got to, unless they pumped it really far away or something like that, really the only vehicles that can get through that spot right now. I mean, it's not over 31, so it's not that kind of an issue, but there's houses and stuff down there, and if you don't have a truck, you're not getting out of there.
Not a good situation. Look at these Skywarn classes we go to. They tell you if there's water over the road, don't go. Because you absolutely don't know what's under it. You seen the pictures of 119, what happened up there?
Yeah, they're going to have to get that straightened out pretty quickly because there's people that live back there.
Well, the only good thing is there's a couple of ways, they just turn around and go back north and then get out a couple of ways right at Goodhart or north of the Kevin, but that's going to take a while to rebuild. I'm almost thinking they're going to have to wait until the moisture gets out of all that soil or they'll just be throwing dirt into holes and not accomplishing anything.
Yeah. It's, not great. I know I just turned on to 5 mile here because I'm 3 mile, they're doing construction there and traffic on 4 miles a mess. So, taking 5 mile to Hammond and getting trapped down that way. They've got South Airport. From what I understand, South Airport and Logan's Landing is still closed. And unfortunately, that's my quickest route to work, so I got to go a different way. Did you see what happened on Beitner Road? That's another main artery for traffic in Traverse, and that's pretty well blocked off now and causing all sorts of traffic problems.
Yeah, isn't that where the bridge went down?
Yep.
Yeah, I know. Wife had an appointment, Travers, Friday. We came back down 31, and they were putting up all the barricades, and they had taken the lights at 3 Mile down, closed that off totally, and it was a mess. So I can imagine what it's like now, especially if you got to go in at 5 Mile. We got to go back on the 20th, I think. I don't know if she's going to try to get out of that appointment. Don't really want to go back. But if you got to go in on 5 Mile to get anywhere into town, that's a real mess. And then the guys that are on 9 and 10 coming out of Cadillac, that road that leads into Garfield, they said that was closed because it's flooded out, so almost Traverse City's becoming an island.
That's not good because we're the lowest part out of all of that.
Yeah, a real problem. Well, things like I've been telling guys, with all this moisture we got, we are going to hatch one hellacious crop of mosquitoes this fall, or this spring, I mean.
Yeah, I'm not looking forward to that. Maybe bee suits become fashionable.
Well, the thing I'm worried about now is the midges up here. We got all this big ceremony going on at the ship.
Oh, I forgot about those. Those things are annoying. Yeah, that's not going to be fun either. Cause those things are... Man, I remember when they were bad one time, and they were everywhere.
Well, the problem sitting out there in the bay, it really causes some serious problems, and they can last. I've been around there where they've lasted a month.
I believe it. Oh, man. Now I'm genuinely curious to see what all this moisture does to our weather patterns for the next couple weeks into a month or so now. That could be pretty ugly. Like I was saying earlier, we're not even into peak weather season yet, and it's already getting pretty bad.
Boy, you got that right. It's unreal. Well, we were down the weekend of Easter to Holland, and WOD-TV was doing a special on the 1956 tornado that went from basically Hudsonville all the way up to Rockford. I mean, it was the most destructive thing we've had in the western side of Michigan, and I was a kid, of course, witnessed a lot of that. Didn't come into the city of Grand Rapids, fortunately, but did a lot of damage on the outskirts. Hudsonville, Jamestown, Standale, and then finally went up and just north of Rockford, fell apart. But it was devastating for the time period, 1956, and 8NXP.
Oh, yeah, I can only imagine. I've got on a Hammond here. And the fog has actually subsided a fair amount that I can actually see across town. So, that's a good sign. Of course, along the bay, because the bay is so cold right now and the air is so warm, it's 61 degrees still. Even after all of these storm fronts that have come through, I'm shocked by how little it's cooled down. And that's what just keeps fueling this stuff.
Well, be considerably lucky, because I'm looking at 37 degrees, and I'm just coming up on the ship.
Well, it's kind of a win-lose scenario, because we're losing, because it's so warm and humid, it's fueling all these storms and just makes it keep raining, along with creating other chaos with just rain. But it's also nice because, well, 62 degrees and there's some humidity, so it's, you know, it feels kind of nice.
Yeah, I hear you there. But, enjoy your 61 degrees. Well, I got to hop out at the post office. You have a good rest of your day. Don't work too hard. We'll probably catch you on down the log. And 8NXP on your final.
That sounds good, Chuck. Wow, that person's pool flooded. That, well, I wouldn't have had it filled yet, but, oh well, anyway. Chuck, have a good one. We'll be out here throughout the day, I would imagine. And I hope, I really hope not late, not super late into this evening, because, oh man, kind of rough. 73, 8DMH mobile.
Good morning, Drake. It's APG. What are we going to pay to put the dams back in that we ripped out 10 years ago?
Well, I'll tell you exactly how much I'll pay. Nothing.
It all trickles down. We're going to have to rebuild all them bike trails, all those bridges there. Oh, it's going to cost us some big bucks just because we ripped out on the dams 10 years ago.
Can't say that that was exactly a fantastic idea, but can't really do anything about it.
Okay, I thought you hadn't talked to you. I heard you get the call out late last night about tornado warnings. I didn't come to the radio. I listened. ACATG, hey, 73s, have a safe drive.
Yeah, thanks, Mr. Jim, and good to hear you. Yeah, it's been chaotic. And I'm hoping the chaos subsides a little bit. I'm hoping. 73. Any DMA small.
Hey, Jerry, quit wishing for storms at night, will ya? Quit dancing. I hear ya. I hear you, bud. I'm ready for it to quiet down, too.
Yeah, I don't think that's happening, unfortunately. It's probably going to keep going, because with all this, like I was saying earlier, with all this warm weather and the humidity, it's not helping.
No, it's not. This morning on that tree down call at 4 o'clock, roads, it was so foggy. I mean, oh my gosh, the driver was, we're taking it easy because we didn't want to run into that tree. I had one light on top, spotlight going just to make sure we could find it. Because one curve, we could have had it.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah. Up here on Lafreniere Hill, all is well. Poke down towards South Airport to see what it's like there. And if I can't get through there, I guess I'm going to take park back to, or whatever that road is, back to get to Keystone and whatnot. I got to check on, make sure I don't have any water getting into my apartment, because on Monday it started kind of trickling in and my floor has just been kind of damp ever since, so I just want to make sure it's not trickling in there. We haven't gotten any more rain since last night, but I wasn't really paying a whole lot of attention to it, so just got to double check.
Oh, I know. I looked in my basement. I'm like, it's not bad enough. I could go out there and wash it. I said, it'll dry out once the heat gets onto it. It's okay. You know, it's not like the one time where it was all over. Down there, I had to go get the big mop at the station. Oh, yeah, no. No, I got to meet with a supplier today at the station. They're coming to fix one of our door locks, so I can get that fixed. And then while I'm there, I could probably do some odd stuff. I've got probably take a truck in and get fueled up. It's 58 degrees here, for under 29.53, and it's not sunny. We'll go with that. Otherwise, yeah, have you been helping Joe out with EOC stuff?
I don't know if the EOC is active here. We haven't gotten anything, and we've just kind of been doing our own stuff for now.
Wow. Well, yeah, I hear you on that one. No, I know our EOC has been busy with everything going on around here with, the dam there in Bel Air. I mean, everything. Yeah, knock on wood, we've been lucky over here, but still, there are some areas I got to probably look at shortly and stuff, but no. Someone else was going to ask you, I can't remember. Oh, well. Okay, Drake, we'll talk to you later. You have a good one. Stay safe. And ATMH, KCVSU, 73.
Yep, 7-3, Kobe. And EMH Mobile.
AB9NN Mobile Monitoring. ACABT, listening.
Alpha Charlie 8, Victor Tango, listening.
N8, MJO, mobile.
N8, MJO, this is AC8VT. Thank you, I'm just making sure this thing is working. I appreciate it.
Not a problem. N8, MJO.
AC8VT clearing the repeater.
And then mobile monitoring.
afternoon, Sheboygan. This is KE8WOJ.
KBCW, good afternoon, Ron.
Hello, Bentley. KBCW from W8RPM. How's the weather treating you?
Well, I'm squeegeeing off my deck so I can sit out here and smoke a cigar to wind down my afternoon, and all my paint is peeling up, so it doesn't make me happy. I'm going to have to paint this damn porch again.
Are you going to be sitting on your deck in the rain? Where'd you go?
Sorry, I think I keyed up over the squelch tail, which was a little bit long. It's actually a covered porch with a concrete base.
Got it. Well, we have a light but steady rain here. Last thing in the world we need. Nothing predicted says, chance of precipitation zero. And it's been raining for 3 hours nonstop, but it's a very light, light misty sort of rain. I have all sorts of water-related problems to deal with. I'm not happy about it.
Hey, it's Mobile.
Hello.
Ron? Bentley, how are we doing?
Good, Drake. You going to be able to catch up on some sleep tonight?
If Mother Nature decides to chill out and do nothing, yes. But I guess we'll see what happens.
Well, I hope you get some peace and quiet, man. Over to you, Ron.
I would suspect it's going to be the better part of a week before normality returns. But there's a lot of people in my neighborhood that got it way worse than I do. Way worse. Like, catastrophically worse. But I'm currently on 75 going south. Repeater's a little weak, kind of. I can always go to the 19 if I have to. So I guess a bunch of guys got activated yesterday to go to the EOC and help. Guess that worked out okay. There were a lot of people there, and I don't know if this situation is really getting the attention that it truly deserves on a statewide basis. But I know they're trying their best at that dam. I think they made some tremendous progress. It's helped in my neighborhood, but there's a long, long way to go.
Understood there, yeah. Well, I'm just hoping that it's slightly better than it was the past couple days. That's all I'm hoping for. One can hope.
Well, I'm just happy we didn't get as much rain as they day forecast last night, so maybe today's like the rest of it, I don't know. But, man, if a little progress can be made every day and Mother Nature holds off so that we don't keep losing ground, I think things will work out. But I know that's a hope.
The further south I go, the clearer it gets. Even the drizzle has stopped, and the sky's a lot brighter. If I were to keep going, I'd probably run into sunshine, but I'm not going much further south. Brink, you ever heard of a company called EarthCom? Got an EarthCom pickup with every cabinet in the back. The thing's got to be 12 foot tall because it's hanging out the tailgate. It's got just a whole slew of end connectors on the top. Probably cellular, I'm thinking.
No, I've never heard of EarthCom. I think that's what you said. No idea. I'll say this, though. If the temperature cools down, we should be okay. But if it stays warm like this, we're just going to get continuously screwed over.
You referring to a recipe for more storms?
Correct.
Oh, yeah, high pressure. Yeah, agreed. Although, the warmer temperatures help with evaporation, so does the sunshine. They're talking below freezing temperatures and snow for Saturday, up to 75 degrees the next 2 days. And then after that, it's the snow.
That was almost all noise. I'm also in the driveway, so I'm going to jump out. You guys carry on. I need you, Mitch.
Later, Drake. Have a good one.
I don't know. This thing's worse. On the 1-9, relay fire.
Your signal's a little bit stronger now, Ron, but still a little bit scratchy.
Must just be the stretch of 27 here that it doesn't want.
For future reference, what stretch is that? Did I hear you were near Wolverine?
I got off at the 301, and now I'm south on 27.
Which one is the 301?
Wolverine.
All right, I think once you come up out of that Sturgeon River Valley and get up on top of that hill, you'll be good. I got a friend that makes that trip across, what's the road that goes from Vanderbilt over to Boyne Falls? He gets good signal around there.
Well, I'm already up, you know. Already up. So the standing water around here, the water in people's yards and the water encroaching the road, way better, way, way better than even it was yesterday. So, all right, I'll let you go. See you later, W8RPM.
Yeah, good luck with your own disaster there. Hope you can get on top of it soon. And for the record, you're coming in a lot better now, so you must have just had a short little section there where you were having trouble getting in. K8BCW is monitoring.
back with anything.
NT0Y, KDADAX.
KDADAX, NT0Y. What's going on there, Zach? Seems like a long time no speak, actually, but I haven't been on the radio as much myself. How you doing over there?
Oh, yeah, I think I heard you yesterday or a couple days ago, and I answered you, but you must have already been gone. It was a few minutes later. I called for you a couple times and didn't get a response back, so figured you had arrived at your destination or moved to a different frequency or phone call or something. So, but, yeah, good to hear you. And, you know, I mean, let's say I'm living the dream. I can't complain. I could complain, but nobody'd listen anyways. You know, there's all these good sayings, but so one of those, all of them maybe, something. Living the dream, of course. Running on generator. Been running on generator since 5 this morning. Power went out at like 10:30-ish, 11 o'clock last night. Yeah, I didn't feel like dealing with it, and it was still storming and whatever, so I'm like, meh, the fridges and everything will be fine. So fired it up at 5 this morning and been running it all day. Just went out and put half a tank of fuel in it again and swapped gas. That's all that was left in that gas can. So went and grabbed, swapped the empty for a full one out in the barn and moved that to the garage and moved the generator a little further down the driveway. I'm at the end of the cord now, so it's as far as it'll go. I think it's a 50-foot cord. The plug is on the front of the house, well, just around the corner from the front of the house, where the disconnect, manual disconnect, and the 30-amp, whatever, NEMA plug, 220 twist lock dealio. So, yeah, we're just running on generators, burning some of that good old petrol.
Yep. I know what you mean with that. I haven't really had to deal with it much down here in Lansing. Our immediate feed is underground. And then even where it goes up and is aerial, running down Aurelius there, it really has not come down. It really hasn't been a problem. As a matter of fact, the first time I lost power in the second time ever, I should say, that I lost power at this place in 18 years of living here was a couple of weeks ago, something like that. And they already fixed it. They identified the problem, came out, dug it up, and it turned out they were, they had cut a bunch of stuff, boring in some new fiber provider in the area. And water was getting in and shorting everything out. So they came out, repaired that, and haven't had a problem since, even with the water we just recently got. So I think he must have gotten some serious winds up there. I think we were spared some of that down here in Lansing. We certainly weren't spared water, but I think we were spared some of the winds. I heard there was a tornado that touched to the south of us, maybe southeast, and you guys must have gotten something up there. So sounds like we were in the eye of the storm down here. KDAX, MT0Y, did you... get any of my last transmission? Didn't hear back from you.
Yeah, the wife called. Sorry, I didn't catch a lot of that. I think you said you live like on Aurelius or something, where the power comes down there. You don't usually lose much power. We lived at the old house on the south end of Rainbow Lake for like 12 years, and we lost it there frequently. But it's all overhead there. And it's all buried over here, so kind of east side of the lake, west side of the lake, west side of the lake's buried. So it's generally more reliable, or has seemingly been the last couple of years that we've lived here, but...
Yeah, we got hit hard. The roof got ripped. The diesel pumps, the roof at the gas station up here to Milton got ripped off,
and, like, shredded. There's pieces of it out in the field and everything. So, yeah, it was something.
It was definitely something. Exciting times.
We slept in one of our spare bedrooms in the basement, so. But, yep. Oh, yeah. So, anywho's. I should probably go see what the wife's doing. She called me out in the driveway because I have a generator running out there with the cord across the driveway, and she's not always the most mechanically inclined or whatnot, so I'll probably go check on that. Won't be able to hear you over the generator noise anyways, probably, but good to hear you out here. Hopefully we'll catch you again soon. Maybe even for the 7 o'clock net tonight. If you're available, maybe we'll catch you for that. 73NT0Y. Have a good one. Hopefully we'll catch you again soon. KDADX, we'll be clear on yours.
Yeah, sounds good, Zach. I'll talk to you soon. I won't hold you up from helping your wife out there. And I'll be good for at least an in and out check-in tonight. That's about the time a kid's appointment wraps up, and I'll be in the vehicle headed back home. So, 73, talk to you soon. NT0Y.
This is 89NN, and my name is John. I'm located in Beulah in Benzie County, and I'm the net control station for this Mars Benzie Amateur Radio Friends Net. The purpose of this net is to provide a weekly exchange of information and ideas focusing on ham radio interests. I will start check-ins with mobiles, short-timers, and Echolink stations. please call now with your call and name slowly, please.
Alpha Echo 5 India Bravo Kip short timer.
Okay, very good. Nat recognizes Kip. Now for general check-ins, please call 89NN with your call and name slowly, please.
KE8RDV, Davin.
KD8BXI, Mary.
Drake, November 8 Delta, Mike Hotel.
Okay, very good. Let's break it off there. Thanks, everybody, for checking in this evening, and good evening, and welcome to the Benfey Area Radio Friends Net. Let's go to our mobile station, our short time, 85IB. Kip, how's everything going with you this evening, Kip?
Well, this is Kip, 85IB. Well, things have been better. as everybody knows, yesterday we had a lot of power outages. And the power here went up and down a number of times. And when it was all said and done and it came back on, we had no hot water. And I've got a combi system that does both the heat and the hot water. And, we had no hot water. So we called the our mechanical guys, and they finally made it this afternoon. And it turns out a pump inside the thing stopped working, and so I don't have heat or power now, or hot water now. So it's getting a little chilly here in the Moravec household. Other than that, I've been working on my garage and putting the steps in to the attic, and it's going, but it's going slow. And then I also had a guy helping this week clean up my little forest behind my house, and we discovered back on Bailey Street, the side that I could never go by, there was a dead tree that was leaning against another dead tree kind of over the power lines. So a good wind would take that, probably let that dead tree get loose and land on the power lines. So we hooked up a cable to the tree and as high as we could, and pulled it back towards away from the power lines. And in the process, it broke in three sections. Fortunately, none of them hit the power lines, so we're safe on that one. But it was a little crazy there for a minute. And that's all I got. This is 85IB. Back to John.
Okay, very good, Kip. Yeah, that's quite the adventure you've been through there. And heart goes out to you with no heat. That's can be tough to have, and Benzie County, basically you want to have a backup heat source that's independent of electricity. We, of course, do not have such an animal. We used to have a wood-heated stove in the basement, but we got rid of it and disconnected it and made it safer for the house, so we're down to just our furnace. So if the electricity goes out, our furnace goes out, and that's that. One of these days we'll get a backup generator, though, so anyway. Okay, thanks, Kip, for checking in. Let's go to, I'm not sure if I got the call sign correct on this. I'll give it a try, and sorry if I slaughtered the call sign. KE8RDV from AB9NN, John in the Barf Nut.
This is KE8RDV. You got that exactly right. This is Dave N. I'm over here in Atlanta, Michigan, and I think it's the first time checking in this particular net, but I heard it come on and thought, why not? Weather-wise, we're actually not doing too bad over here in Atlanta. Most of the rivers kind of start here, so they're definitely overflowing, but we're not seeing the compound effects we're seeing closer to the shoreline. So there's some overflowing, but definitely a couple of wet basements and maybe a couple of wet houses, but overall, it's not really too bad. We don't have any major roads out. Power grid is holding, so knock on wood there. But otherwise, it's been just kind of wet and dreary with a few major rainstorms here and there. We're looking good on that front. Otherwise, trying not to pick up too many more new projects, just trying to wrap up some of the old projects, getting my cluster of servers kind of straightened out, and back to looking pretty again, and getting the garden ready for this year. I got some really good looking tomato seedlings started, and hopefully they'll take off and do well once they go outside. But I got about 4 to 5 inches seedling so far, and definitely a few more weeks to go, so they should be good and strong by the time they go out to the garden. And that's about all I got for the moment, but glad to hear from everyone, and I'll go ahead and pass it back to Matt, KE8RDV.
Okay, very good. Thanks, Dave, for checking in. I was glad to hear people checking in from a distant station. So that's one of the joys of the Link repeater system and the connections with Echo Link and All-Star and what have you. It's been an arduous time for us as well. Day before yesterday, had to get up at 2 o'clock in the morning to get my wife, Jane, to the airport in Traverse City by 4 o'clock in the morning, so that she could supposedly catch her flight to Chicago and then out to the West Coast. And I got about a third of the way back to Beulah, which is about a 35-mile drive, and got a phone call and said that the flight had been canceled because of all of the storms that were functioning. So I had to make the same trip again today. And today made it in dense fog, so that was arduous. It was rainstorming the night before, so that was maybe even a little bit worse. Fog was less dense on the way back. Had two detours that we had to contend with. One was because of road construction, and on the way back, somebody was coming down a one-lane road going the wrong direction when I was heading down the closed lane of 31 just south of Chum's Corners, and met up, and he turned off onto the gravel side of the road and let me pass. He did not turn around and go back, though. He decided just to keep on going, unfortunately, and it was about 4:30 in the morning when this was going on in the fog. The other road was on the way to the airport after Chum's Corners. The road had been washed out and had to detour, so they had to go all the way down to the bay and then head over to Garfield and in from there, but finally made it. And so anyway, tired tonight. Let's go to KV8DXI. Mary, how's everything with you for you tonight, Mary? And thanks for checking in.
Well, good evening, everyone. This is Mary, KD8DXI. Yeah, everything's pretty well. I had a lot of water standing in my driveway, and had a few big house shakes with some of that thunder rolling through, and of course I had a dog that was about going crazy, but okay. Excuse me. I didn't get to the net last week. I was really fighting a bad cold, and I still have a little residual of that, but it's much better than what it was. Last week I would have sounded like a bass singer at the Metro Opera or something. I mean, it was really down in the basement. So I'm feeling good about that. I've got some company coming through the weekend, and last weekend too was my concert with the symphony, and when we came out of course in the auditorium, water was over the sidewalks and over the parking lot. It was a real mess, but hopefully we won't get a huge deluge coming at us again. I think we're ready for spring to kind of settle down and behave itself. With that, I'll send it back to you, John. This is Mary, KDAVXI.
Okay, very good. Thanks, Mary. Let's go to N8DMH, Drake from 89NN, John in the Barsnet. Okay, apparently Drake has dropped out. Must have been, I don't know if he was mobile or not. Let's go back up to Kip, see if he was going to be just a one and done or if he's still in there. AE5IB from 89NN, John in the Barsnet. Nope. Okay, I guess Kip's not in there. Let's go to KE8RDV, Dave, back in Atlanta, Michigan.
Good afternoon again. This is David out in Atlanta. I'm coming through the All-Star link on the Mile Repeater. Not too much more to add. Just getting prepped for some job interviews tomorrow, so that's my big exciting evening. We'll get all prepped for that, but I'm feeling pretty good about it. So other than that, not a whole lot more to add. I'll say 73 everyone. It's good to hear from everyone, and have a great evening. K8RDV, I'll be clear.
Okay, very good. Thanks for checking in again, and good luck on the job interviews. That's always an arduous thing to go through at times, and I'm sure you'll do your best and come off very well, just as you're doing on this net. I think I skipped over Bob, KBA-CJ from 89, and then John in the Barsnet. Sorry about that, Bob.
Yeah, no problem, John. I'm here. So good evening, everybody in Barsnet. This is KB8FBJ. Yesterday morning, I spent the morning filling sandbags and helped sandbag the Homestead Dam in Arizona. We bagged up 10 yards of sand, and we made quite a wall along the edge of the sand, the eastern edge of the dam, and up the shoreline a little bit there to help prevent erosion and save the dam. The water was the highest I have ever seen it. It was very crazy. And then on the other side of the dam, they were struggling a lot worse than us on the south side. But we got the sandbags out there. KBA, yes, we did.
Okay, very good, Bob. And thanks for all of your contributions. You definitely put in a lot of good hard work, and I'm sure it's appreciated by a lot of people. Let's go back to Mary, KD8BXI from 89NN, John in the Barsnet.
Good evening again, everyone. This is Mary, KD8BXI. It's nice to hear everyone. I'm just hoping that our weather stays well and everybody has heat and power and water. Hope to be able to speak to everyone next week. I'm sorry I missed the weather meeting last week, but I was just too under the weather myself and to go. But hopefully it will be offered again soon, and maybe I can go at that time. So I'll hand it back to you, Juan. This is Mary, KD8DXI 73, y'all.
Okay, Mary, 89NN, returning to the MarsNet. Yeah, as far as the weather presentations, those are done county by county once a year, and so they're done with NC County for the year. However, Traverse City typically has one, and you can go on to the National Weather Service website in Gaylord and look for weather spotter information. They've got a tab there. And they should have a link for the schedule for all of the various counties. And you could go to another county and go to it. Otherwise, you'll have to catch it next year. You can also take the training online, I believe, as well. So that's another way to do it. The in-person is usually better. But anyway, they're always pretty interesting. I've been doing this since 2006, so I've been attending these sessions for 20 years so far, and I always learn a little bit something new each time, and good to get it refreshed once a year. So with that, let's see if NADMH is in there from 89NN, John in the BarfNet.
Yep, I'm here. NADMH, sorry about that. I had a phone call. Not a whole lot to report on the front here. We had a couple, I guess we had the two Skywarn nets, one last night and the night before. So we had that, and I've been working and driving around and looking around at all the flooding situations. It's been pretty unfortunate. And I had a little bit of water come into my own place. It was like getting in between the concrete slab underneath the carpet, and that was a couple hours with the shop vac, and I've got the dehumidifier running now, so. That's all I've got to report here. And ain't doing.
Okay, very good. Thanks, Rick. Appreciate you checking in, and appreciate you checking your work on the severe weather nets. And definitely appreciated. Let's see. I guess that's the bottom of the list for the second time around. Let's see if we have any last-minute check-ins for the Benzie Area Radio Friends Net, the MarfNet, this evening. Please call 89NN Net Control now.
Net Control. This is Whiskey 8 Victor Papa Charlie. Name is Mike.
This is WNAP, Larry.
Okay, very good. Nat recognizes WHVPC, Mike. How's everything with you this evening?
Well, we are having our fair share of severe weather. Oakland County was under a severe thunderstorm warning last night. I think it was last night, early morning. Of course, tried to check in. Our repeater's not that great. Tried to check in last night, and they didn't recognize me, and I have a feeling that their repeater needs work. Anyways, other than that, I think we're going to get more heavy rain. I've been tracking or following the dam situation in Antrim County because I used to take care of opening and closing the gates in the one dam in Delaware. So, and working on a pair of Drake twins on T4C and an R4C. So back to net control. My time is up.
Okay, very good, Mike. Thanks for checking in tonight. Let's go to W8NAP from 89NN, John in the BarfNet.
Okay, John, 89NN, this is WNAP, Larry. I guess I got covered up. I tried to check in earlier,
I guess I got covered up by NADMH or KB8SVJ. You didn't acknowledge me, but anyway, we're in here now. I made it to the West Michigan Repeater Association Radio Club meeting last night, and I had show and tell. I had my D104 microphone that I've been working on, and I have a AR-22 rotor and working on the control box. I finally got the control box working and the system working, so if I can make it to the breakfast the last Saturday of the month, I'll bring those along for show and tell. AB9NN from WN8P.
Okay, very good. Thanks for checking in, Larry. I was glad to hear you checking in, and glad to see you able to make it to the bar breakfast. That was nice to have you along for that the last time that you were there to do that. Okay, let's take one last check for any additional check-ins for the BarfNet tonight. Please call Net Control, AB9NN.
This is KD8DX, Kilo Delta 8, Delta Alpha X-ray, KD8DX, Zach from Rainbow Lake, South End of Gratiot County. We'll be in and out, 7-3s.
Okay, very good. Thanks for checking in, Dex. Any other check-ins, please call Net Control now. I heard somebody keying the repeater. I just heard static. I didn't hear any intelligible audio with that. Please give it another try. Hi, you're holding a repeater, but your audio is not coming through, so you might want to check your settings and see if you've got maybe a tone set incorrectly or something like that. Anyway, with that, I guess I'll close down the net at this time, and thank everybody for checking in. And let me see. Let me get down to the bottom of my list here. Okay, I'd like to thank everyone for checking in this evening. Our BarfNet meets every Wednesday night at 8:30 p.m. In addition to this net, many of the participants meet for breakfast at the Platte River Inn in downtown Honor on the last Saturday of each month at 9 a.m. And like this net, everyone is always welcome. I'll now return the repeater to normal operation. The net is clear. This is AB9NN, John and Beulah, 73. Stay safe in the storms.
FJW from TV. KC speak.
Probably on monitoring.
Okay, you have to be a monitoring.